crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Morena, Cam.
Morena, how are you?
Good. Hi, Cam.
How are you?
Hi. Good.
Good.
Oh, that's amazing. Right. We're a little unhinged, but we're good. It's
we're
Friday.
Here. Here we are.
You've got some music for us.
Got some music that's on the shelves at Southbound. Folk Bitch Trio also on the shelves today because their album comes out today.
Today. So, it's very good.
Yeah.
It's
so that's also out there on the shelves, but we got some different ones today.
Yeah,
The first one we've got today is very exciting. This is the companion album to the sequel book to Trainspotting, which is really cool. Yeah. So Irvine Welsh has today released his sequel to Trainspotting, a more direct sequel. I think there's other sequels as well out there, but today he's released a new book, which is about the guys after the events of Trainspotting getting into like the nightclub scene and experimenting with disco. So this is actually all disco music, which is crazy, but this is such a cool idea. It's a he wanted the book to have a soundtrack so that you could feel what the characters were going through in the book, and he wrote all the lyrics to all of this stuff, did it with the Sci-Fi Soul Orchestra, which sound really great. The lead male vocalist on here is the voice of Mufasa in the Lion King Broadways, which again you kind of wouldn't tell because it's such an amazing disco singer, but also they've got the female vocalist on here is the woman who tours with Dave Gilmour and does the Great Gig in the Sky vocals for his tour.
Oh my
so
gosh,
incredible
vocalist
on here.
Vocalist.
Yeah. But this is just such a cool little idea, a cool concept to have a companion album to a book. So if you're into the idea of a sequel to a Trainspotting book and you want to read that book, then this is such a great thing to have just to play in the background while you're reading the book, or just to, you know, get into if you're into Trainspotting in general. Also, this has some really cool like liner notes from Sick Boy. He's like done all this scribbling all over the liner notes, which are really cool. And this is the Trainspotting edition, so you can get that on the shelves today.
Epic, let's have a listen. God, the supply line is all about love. Good wine flows and candles sway. Let those red flags fade away. The white doves dance and guide our way. Cause love's the only game we play. So good to see you keep it true. Cause my defense is burning through. No need to think or complicate. Let's make this night our escape. In this great ocean of life, they play haunts against our love. Try to tear our hearts away. But can't cut the supply line. It's all about love. No supply line.
Thank you.
just love a breakdown in the outro. Some finger snaps.
Yeah, some finger snaps.
Hell
great
yeah.
Great vocals.
So good.
It's an interesting follow-up to Trainspotting. Like, if you hadn't told me that fact, I would have been like...
Well, I was just saying off air the first time I heard it, I heard that this was the sequel album to, you know, the companion book for the sequel to Trainspotting, and immediately when it played, I was like, I don't know if we're playing the right thing, because this is disco, right? And you wouldn't have expected that to come after, like, Born Slippy and, like, the Iggy Pop stuff and all that was on the first soundtrack. Mm. But, yeah, it fits the vibe really well. It's actually a really great album, and again, Irvin Welsh wrote all the lyrics to this album, so... It is a perfect companion to the book. Very cool. And that's on the shelves today.
Dunning.
Yes. The next one we've got here is Soul Slabs Volume 1. This is a collection from Coal Mine Records of all the 7-inch singles. A selection of the 7-inch singles that were released at the time. This is just Volume 1, but we've got all the other volumes at Southbound as well. It's just really great cuts from the Coal Mine selection. And if you're not familiar with Coal Mine, it's a label releasing, fantastic soul music. A lot of it modern is coming out of some great places. San Fran, I think, is quite a few of the artists are from San Fran. They've got Duran Jones on here, Leroy Conroy, the Drop Tones. There's so many great artists on here, and a lot of these tracks are just, like, incredible. It's a really good way also to find singles that maybe you wouldn't hear otherwise, because you'd have to kind of do a little bit more of a deep dive.
Yeah, but I'm digging.
So this is kind of a perfect way to find those deep cuts, in a really great little compilation. The one we've got, though, is from the Monophonics. These guys are out of San Fran. And, some great soul tunes.
I love the cover as well. It's just
all the singles. Yeah,
cool.
Really great.
Cute.
Very good. This is Like Yesterday from Monophonics.
Me.
so good. Oh, it's just like infectiously fun, eh?
Yeah.
You could chuck that on and just have a really good like Arvo.
Boogie. A little boogie, yeah.
Arvo boogie.
Yeah.
Soul compilations just can't go wrong.
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, that's Soul Slabs from Coal Mine Records. Cool. Volume 1 on the shelves. That's Southbound Records. All of those Soul Slabs compilations are. The next one we've got is Alina Zuzinski. I had to look up how to say that name because it has got a silent B at the start. But she is a Ukrainian harp player, and she's teamed up with Ibiza-based producer Tulshi. And this is a really, really nice little ambient electronic moment. It's got some harp over the top of it, which is really, really beautiful. It's just, it's a really, really well-composed record, and everything feels it feels very comfortable. It feels like it fits really well. And it, again, like, allows kind of that space to let everything breathe. It's not too aggressive with anything, like, in your face. None of the, you know, beats are too, like, right at you or anything like that. And it's like a, it's a slow builder, and sometimes you need that, you know?
I
inspired
love a record
by
like
Alice
that.
Coltrane, Shivaka, and Floating Points, it says on here. So,
those are good influences.
Yeah, yeah. Fantastic influences. Giles Peterson on here says sound fantastic and super lush. And I agree with
Giles
Peterson.
I love a lush record just to sort of wash over you.
Yeah. So maybe we can chuck it on underneath us. I think we've got warm days, cold nights.
Yeah, we have got warm days, cold nights. Oh,
gorgeous. Yeah.
And then we just do a little guided meditation for everyone.
Yeah, it could be that. It could
breathe
be that.
In. And our personal affirmations. You are strong. You are worthy.
You are brave.
You're brave. You can do hard things. It's Friday and you've made it to the end of the week and you're so close to the weekend.
You're going
to
have the best weekend ever.
Okay, I think we should shut up and let the song play.
You're not going to post anything embarrassing on Instagram.
You're not going to drunkenly send a stupid text.
None of that is going to happen.
You have your shit together. Thank you so much, Cam, and thank you so much to Southbound Records. We've had some beautiful albums today out on the shelves. Everyone, get out there and buy some wax.
Come on up, say hi. 132 Simon Street, we're right by T-White's Bikes. Come say hi.
Thanks, Cam.
Thank you.
From the Crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.